This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Even though we at Engadget test and review a number of new Windows laptops every year, the cheapest notebooks don't often make headlines. You won't find pricey panels on these machines, nor will they include the latest high-powered graphics cards or ultra-thin and light designs. But they have their place and can do a lot of things well. And it's worth noting that not everyone needs a pro-level laptop. They just need the best machine that will fit their budget. Companies like Acer, Dell, and Lenovo make plenty of cheap Windows laptops that can be great for those who primarily use a computer to check email, shop online, and occasionally video chat with friends and family. They can also be great for kids who have no business touching their parents' pricey daily driver. We've tested a number of budget-friendly Windows notebooks, and these are our favorites. Here is our list of the best cheap Windows laptops for 2024. We begin with Acer's Aspire 5 Slim laptop. Acer's Aspire 5 series has been a reliable, budget-friendly pick for quite some time now. Most recently, we tested out a model that had a 14-inch 1080p display and runs on an 11th-gen Intel Core i3 processor, 8 gigabits of RAM, and has 256 gigabytes of storage. Currently, you can pick up a model with a 15.6-inch display, an 11th-gen Core i3 processor, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and a 128-gigabyte SSD for around $300 to $400. Performance on our review unit was similar to the previous Aspire 5 model that we tested. The display is good and the keyboard offers a comfortable typing experience. The latest Aspire 5S supports Wi-Fi 6 and most models have a nice variety of ports, including one USB-C that's separate from the power back, three USB-A, an HDMI connector, and a, gasp, Ethernet port. Battery life is solid as well. This model gets an average of 10 hours of battery life. On the previous version, we were clocking in roughly 6, so this is a much-needed improvement. Price $347 at Amazon. Up next is the Lenovo IdeaPad Flex 514. Lenovo's Flex 514 is a good alternative if you want a more portable, cheap laptop with a battery life that will keep you going all day long. It runs on an AMD Ryzen 3 4300 processor with 4GB of RAM and a 128GB SSD, and it's accompanied by a 14-inch 1080p IPS display and an array of ports that includes one USB-C connection. If you care about future-proofing, that USB-C port will be critical. The typing experience is also top-notch. While it doesn't have a number pad, its keys have that rounded bottom shape that's similar to keys on Lenovo's ThinkPad machines. They make a satisfying clicking sound while you're typing, but they're not loud enough to bother those around you. And despite being a budget laptop, the Lenovo Flex 514 isn't flimsy. The palm rests don't creak under pressure, and it's easy to carry this machine one-handed around a room. I also appreciate its convertible design, which gives you more flexibility. And like most Lenovo machines, the Flex 514 has a webcam that you can cover with a physical shutter. The Flex 514 also has the upper hand over the Aspire 5 when it comes to battery life. The former lasted about 16.5 hours in our testing, whereas Acer's machine lasted roughly 10 hours. That makes the Lenovo option the clear winner if you're looking for a laptop that can last all day and then some. Price $310 at Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Our third and final affordable laptop is the Microsoft Surface Laptop Go 3. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Microsoft Surface Laptop Go 3 here, even though it starts at $800. It has one of the best designs you'll find on any cheap Windows notebook, with a slim frame, minimalist aesthetic, thin bezels surrounding its 12.4-inch PixelSense touchscreen. While we would have preferred to see a true 1080p panel on a device like this, the 1,536x1,024 resolution on the laptop's display is just fine, and still pretty crisp and bright. The Laptop Go 3's design isn't too much different than the previous model, which is a good thing. In addition to its ultra-portable look and feel, it also has a stellar keyboard and a great trackpad, two things that are staples in the Surface lineup. The port situation could be better, but that's often the case with thin and light laptops like this. The notebook has one USB-A connection, one USB-C port, a headphone jack, and a Surface charging port. The biggest changes are internal, with Microsoft giving the Laptop Go 3's specs a decent bump. The base model has a 12th-gen Intel Core i5 processor, 8GB of RAM, and a 256GB SSD. The additional RAM is key here, since the base model of the previous generation only came with a paltry 4GB of memory. While the Surface Laptop Go 3's $800 starting price is more than our other top picks, it's justified given its upgraded specs, and that's still cheaper than most flagship laptops anyway. Price, $690 at Amazon. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Valentina Palladino and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more on Monday.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.